Hi, I'm Alan Tepper from Beyond Podcasting, Technotour, and Pro Video Coalition. I'm here today testing a preamp and converter from iRig called the iRig Pre 2, which is the sequel to the original iRig Pre I reviewed back in 2015. Like the original iRig Pre, both are designed to connect an XLR microphone to a 3.5 millimeter unbalanced input. They work properly with either dynamic or condenser microphones, which require a 48 volts phantom power. However, the new iRig Pre 2 includes two key features which were missing from the original iRig Pre. First, unlike the original iRig Pre, which had TRRS only for smartphones, tablets, and some computers, and therefore required an adapter or a major modification to make it work with TRS inputs like those found on many consumer cameras and audio recorders, the new iRig Pre 2 auto-senses the 3.5 millimeter input and adjusts accordingly. Essentially, the iRig Pre 2 solves the TRRS-TRS misconnection epidemic, which I wrote about in 2015, making it foolproof. That in itself is a major improvement. Now you can connect the iRig Pre 2 with a phone, tablet, camera, or audio recorder directly without having to be concerned whether the 3.5 millimeter input is TRS or TRRS. It just works. The second improvement in the iRig Pre 2 is that its stereo TRS headphone output finally includes the option of latency-free monitoring. This feature is also known as side tone, and is key for quality control of the user's own voice. This is a major improvement which up until now was only available in the digital version of this converter from iRig, which I reviewed and is still available but at double the price. While I'm hearing myself right now, I can also hear any sound coming from the host device if the host device has a TRRS connection. That sound could be the live voice of a co-host or moderator of a show, for example, CleanFeed Pro or any other app, or the sound of any audio you play back. In a smartphone or tablet, no special settings are required for that to work. However, in a computer, you may have to set the monitoring for this connection via a menu in your app or system settings. As I do whenever I test preamplifiers, I am using a dynamic microphone to make sure that the preamp works the hardest. I had to set the input potentiometer to almost 8 to get a conservative minus 12 dB recording at our absolute standard of 48 kHz. For more information, visit 48kHzalliance.com. Later, I'll normalize this recording to minus 16 lufs before publication. After about 5 seconds of silence courtesy of your local library, and for you to hear any system noise or lack of system noise in this recording, remember that system noise is different from background noise. After about 5 seconds, I'll read our standard text for testing microphones, preamps, and A to D converters. Spanish Constitution of 1978, Article 3. My translation in English. 1. Castilian is the official language of the state. All Spaniards have the obligation to know it and the right to use it. 2. The other Spanish languages shall also be official in their respective autonomous communities according to their statutes. 3. The richness of Spain's diverse linguistic modalities represents our national heritage and shall be the object of special respect and protection. For the uncensored truth about the most widespread of all Spanish languages, visit thecastilianconspiracy.com. There you'll find the second edition of that book. That's thecastilianconspiracy.com. Para leer la versión original en castellano, visita laconspiraciondelcastellano.com. Repito, laconspiraciondelcastellano.com.